Blog Talk Radio.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship.
Jesus.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line. That's Guilty of Loving and Serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Amen, amen. Everyone, welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-Kendra. Welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. So come on in where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering message to you from God in the written word. Amen, amen, amen. Today is February the 18th. Keep praying and believing in God and in yourself. Amen. Remember to let your friends know, let your friends and family know, that we come on every Friday at 3 p.m., Salt of the Earth. Amen. So today's topic is corruption. Corruption that's in the world, that's going on in the world, and that's going on around us.
Corruption is in the world.
Amen. We are so thankful and grateful that you guys are here with us. Remember, every day is the day of Thanksgiving. Why? Because God has been good to us. Amen. Yes, he has. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And don't forget, everyone, about the prayer pot. $25 is the entry. So don't forget to let your friends and family know to put in $25 in the prayer pot, because that's coming up pretty soon. Amen. Once again, I want to say thank you for joining us today at Salt of the Earth. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do my poem. Amen, amen. While Sister Alexandra gets ready. Today's poem is titled, Before Me, You. Before I entered the womb, you prepared for me. You knew me. Before I was born, you looked upon me. Before my first cry, you whispered my name. Before I could walk, you carried me. Before I turned to you, you died for me. Before I carried my cross, you walked to Calvary. Before I whispered your name, you cried out for me. Before I looked up, you rose for me. Before I knew you, you opened heaven to prepare a place for me. Amen. Now we're turning it over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Sister Alexandra. Thank you for tuning in to the Salt of the Earth. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are the church with no walls, but the kingdom within. Amen. So I want to be clear on something before we get started. Amen. So I want to make sure everyone understands what the Salt of the Earth is about. Okay? So here at the Salt of the Earth, we operate here at the Salt of the Earth. We take scripture from the New Testament, the Word of God, and break it down to today's time and events that's happening now. So we'll know what to look for in this world around us in His Word. We're looking at today's events and yesterday's Old Testament as a blueprint to the future. Never am I going against God's word, but I'm breaking it down in layman terms so you'll understand better what the Bible is saying. Amen. Amen. So let's get started with open prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. God has a place for you, a space for you, a race for you, and a pace for you. And God will see you through. Amen? Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. No demon has the right or power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So today's topic that we are going to be on is called Corruption is Ruling the World, but Keep Your Faith Intact. Amen. My, my, my. We go about our daily deeds trying to get from A to B, and as we do, we see all around us how it seems the wicked is prospering and doing well. Now, I say this because some of us know people who are doing wrong coming up, and we see them making big money and doing big things, and it looks like they are the true winners while we wait. Some of us are saying, Lord, how long? But the children of God seems to see no relief in sight. We ask God in our prayers, and he hears us, and he is preparing that day of deliverance for us. Just hold on. Remember, 1,000 years is a day with God. Just hold on. Proverbs 29:2.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
We don't have to look very far to find historical accounts where corruption brought down a nation. Just prior to the fall of Rome, there was so much corruption that even cared to hide it. There was so much corruption that even few cared to hide it. It was so corrupt, it was even joked about. Is there any doubt that political government and corruption are at an all-time high now? When it comes to taxes, there are so many loopholes in the tax laws for the rich that lawyers have no problem finding them. Members of Congress do all they can to avoid paying taxes, yet these are the same people who want to raise taxes. It's not all Congress' fault. It takes two parties to pay a bribe or receive a kickback. The Bible is absolutely clear about how Christians must react to such things. When exposed to them at work, private, or whatever, we are to have no part or take no part in it, meaning not even a little or tiny part. Having no part means avoiding the works of darkness altogether. That means that we avoid those that do them, because whoever breaks man's law also breaks God's law. Romans 13:1-5.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever, therefore, resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake.
And if you break God's law, in time, they'll break you and me too. Even though we're not saved by keeping the law, which we couldn't keep even if we tried, we're not to be arbitrarily breaking the law. Isaiah 1:4.
Oh, wow.
Our sinful nation, a people laden with inequity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel into anger. They are gone away backward.
If there is anything more evil than taking a human life, I don't know what it would be. Imagine a nation which permits, and indeed in some cases, funds the slaughter of babies dying since Roe versus Wade in 1973. How corrupt an act. It is any wonder that the children have grown up to be corrupt too. They're only taking up their father and mother's sins, even outdoing them in some cases. Isaiah 1:4 is where God rebukes the nation of Israel. But the same applies to any nation whose people are laden with sin. God is no respecter of persons or nations, and what he did to Israel and his righteousness judgment he can do to any nation. The consequences for Israel will be the same for any nation that is laden with iniquity. It will lead to God's judgment unless they repent. Genesis 6:5.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously.
When Jesus was speaking about the end of age, he mentioned that it will be like in the days of Noah, and said, for as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Could you have imagined how hard doing business would have been in Noah's day when all that they thought about was evil continually and every intention, business, or otherwise was always with a wicked heart? Do you see similarities today? Everyone's going about their business just as in Noah's day, when the flood of God's judgment came sweeping them all away. The day of Gilead are like those of today, when a Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered and said, I came to Gilead that belongs to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to spend the night. And the leaders of Gilead rose against me and surrounded the house against me by night. They meant to kill me, and they violated my concubine, and she is dead. And they violated my concubine, and she is dead. So the days of Gilead are like those we live in today, with increasing violence in American cities and suburbs. The point Hosea is making is that God will punish their sins, and no one, I mean no one, will get away with anything on Judgment Day. When we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, we must put something else off, and that's the old self. That old man and woman has passed away, and now we are new creatures in Jesus Christ with new desires to obey God and new passions to serve him. But our former way of life is for many was a life lived in corruption and deceitful desires. Now that the old man or woman is put away, the new is come to live within us. Amen. So when a nation exalts God, God will exalt that nation. And it's obvious that he has the United States for hundreds of years. But has that ever changed? Today we exalt ourselves as a nation before other nations. And we're often telling other nations what they ought to do when we can't even keep our own house in order. Amen. Pray for God to send repentance to the nation so that revival can begin in the churches and spread into their neighborhoods, into their cities, throughout the state, throughout the nation, and even spreading around the globe. Amen. This is how God operates. Amen. We will not get away with anything. Amen. Because corruption is running rapidly upon the earth today. We see corruption in everything. Not only in our politics and government, we see corruption on the job. We see corruption when we fill out applications. We see corruption everywhere. We see that people have their own personal reasons for rejecting another because of the color of their skin, because they don't like how you look, because you seem like he's doing too much, because just because I don't like how that person looks, anything corrupt. They'll take your application and tell you a call. They'll call you and throw it in the wastebasket. They'll tell you that you're not entitled to this because they know something that you don't know. You're innocently putting in an application, and they're telling you, okay, we have your application. But when they call you back and turn your application down, it could be many reasons, and it could be many blockers behind the scenes that they knew that you weren't able to get over that hump, because you don't know how they operate in the background. We see corruption everywhere we go, everywhere. Somebody is always doing something to get ahead, and they're not doing it the correct way. Amen. I have an echo in here, Prevo. Amen. Can you help me out? Can you make sure everything is muted? Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you. So I just want you guys to know corruption is real in this world. And I know that you guys have experienced some type of corruption, something against you when you honestly were putting up, when you were honestly putting up your best foot forward to get whatever it was that you were trying to do. You were playing by all the rules. But today, in today's society, everything bad is looked at as good. Everything good is looked at bad. So when you do straight, when you do things properly, you may not get through because that's how corrupt the world is now. Everything is backwards. So the things that we know that are right, that we grew up with, that were taught to us, that were taught to be right, amen, is wrong is right and right is wrong. That's the corruption that we live in today. We have our government, they playing their part in corruption. Amen. I saw some video online, and I saw it was about China and some other people. But I never saw this video before, but it was video with all the people in China outside looking. They were waiting to see that China, believe it or not, you can go online and find it. It's not hard to find. China has their own, listen to me, China has their own sun, S-U-N, their own sun. They showed the sun from the horizon. It looked like a ball of fire. It didn't look like the sun that we normally see, but it looked like a ball of fire. And it was going up, 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 and all the people were in awe. You should have just heard how all the people in China were looking, and you heard the ahs and ahs, and they were pointing up in the air, and they were looking. And I was like, this got to be, you know, camera tricks or something. But I'm just saying. They said that they have created their own sun because it does what it needs to do for them. They have put stuff in place where the sun can go up. They can have it up there for a couple of hours and then bring it back down. Now, I know that they are forward. They're one of the first people when it comes to science and all that. Technology, today's technology. So if they found a way for, they've made a sun that it can rise and stay in the air for a couple of hours, 8 hours or however many hours, and then come back down, we are really in trouble because they have fabricated the sun. So we know that we've heard of them duplicating people. We've heard of that. But I've never heard of them duplicating the sun. And I've heard that they do things to the clouds. But now the sun? So guess what? Either one of the two things is happening. Either the world is pushing us into revelation, or revelations is unfolding before our eyes. It's only two ways about it. They're either pushing us into revelation quicker, or revelations is unfolding before our eyes. So we know that the Bible is true. We know the Bible is true. Either way it goes, we know the Bible is still true. Because now man has outsmarted himself. He's made a sun that can go up into the air and be up there for a couple of hours and come back down. Now they have some things in place in China for when the sun goes up in the air and it beams back down on the people, that they have some stuff put in place that's either on the people or the people can use that sun to do certain things. It's not a regular sun. It's a sun of means. It does something for them. And this is what their government says that they will be using in the future going forward. And once China does something, it seems like America is always in the rear to get on the bandwagon. So I'm saying for right now, they might sit back and watch and see how that goes. But then later on, we'll know if our people over here in this technology decides to take that up too. Because no matter what China does, it seems like we replicate everything they do. Because we want to stay ahead with the technology as well. We will send for them. We will pay for them to go to school. We will pay them double, triple, or quadruple because we want to stay on board and stay on the same level as them. We don't want to be left behind when it comes to technology. So I'm letting you know that's the corruption in God's world. This is God's world. This world does not belong to us. Right now, the devil has power, yes, but this earth and everything in this earth belongs to God. The devil's time is limited. We know that because that, too, is in the Word. And he's going to take care of everything on this planet. He's going to bring down a new kingdom. All this will pass away, and he will bring down a new kingdom. But I'm just letting you know how corrupt this world is. When we start making sons, I don't think we can go no higher than that, because they already been sending spaceships to the moon. So they've done everything they can possibly do at this point, besides open up that thing over in, was it Switzerland, where they're opening up the dark matter that's supposed to be the veil in the Bible, where they pulled the veil back. The Father put the veil there to keep a distance between earthly people and the dark realm. They're working on, it's called Seer. Again, you can look this up, Seer. And it's in Australia. I do believe it's in Australia or Switzerland. I think it's Switzerland. Switzerland. It's in Switzerland. It's called Seer. They are pulling back a curtain, which is supposed to be in the Bible, the thin veil between earth and hell. And they're working on pulling that veil back. This is how wicked man is. They're pulling this veil back. And they're letting the energy or whatever is on the other side of that veil into the earth realm. And this guy that works there is saying they are nuts. They never seen anything like this. And in order to drill, they're drilling this thing. They're drilling this veil that God put up there to protect the earth from the darkness. Now they're definitely open up the gates of hell. If they're doing this, and they say they've been working on this for a long time, but the reason why they're so slow at it is because, haven't you seen a long time ago, and they still do it now, they ask people for their gold, and they take your gold, they'll buy your gold from you. I remember a couple of years back, they were really hot with it. They was on television, on the internet, we'll buy your gold, we'll buy your gold. Then they was buying gold jewelry from people, anything gold, they will buy from you and give you a price. They weigh it, tell you how much they give you for your gold. Well, they was collecting all that gold. A lot of places were collecting that gold to sell to the government. When they sell it to the government gives, melt that gold down into bars, and they were using this as payment to buy stuff that they need to use. They have to use a certain special something on earth that is very, very rare. And some country has this stuff that's very rare that can penetrate this veil. And it's $1 trillion an ounce. So they were taking the gold, melting it down into gold bars, and they were using this as payment. And they use this, they give it to them, and they get that little whatever it is they need to use to drill on this veil. And they've already succeeded in making a hole, but they continue to melt down gold and buy gold and get gold whichever way they can, and they are still at it. They're at it to this day. They have not stopped. So they're still raising money. Like I said, you can go online. You can look it up. Sometimes when we go down that rabbit hole, we don't want to really go down that rabbit hole, because when we do, we see stuff that don't make sense. And we're like, no, I don't believe this. I think they put it. They're not. Do you know these hearts of men? God has told us in the world their hearts are evil. Our mouth may praise him, but he say our hearts is very far away from him. So I'm letting you know, they come on here, a lot of politicians will tell you that they Christians, but they go and they do these midnight sermons where they use blood of children. They take people organs. These people are so wicked that if you talk about it, you could be banned. So I'm letting you know, everybody that smiles at you, shake hands and do deals, let me tell you, they are wolves. They're sheep in wolf clothing. So once a lot of us put trust in them, God said trust no man. But some people, oh, the world ain't like that. Keep living in your bubble. Because the real world, God has told you how these people are wicked. If it wasn't true, he wouldn't be replacing it with the new kingdom. It's got to be out of whack, not to his liking, for him to make all this pass away and start a new kingdom. Because if he thought it wasn't, we wouldn't be going through this. We're going through this because that's how wicked we are. And he has to get rid of all the sin. The sin is running rapid. It's out of control. So that's what I'm letting you know about corruption. It is so much corruption that, I mean, we're going to have to deal with it. But I'm telling you as Christians, keep your faith intact because this is nothing new. You haven't heard of it. You don't have to believe me. It'll come to your doorstep. It'll be on your television. You'll soon get a peek of it. But for those that want to go down that rabbit hole and see what's down in that hole, you go come up out of that rabbit hole. Because that rabbit hole got stuff in there that you don't want to believe, you don't want to accept, you don't believe it, but that's how wicked man is. So you might be coming up out of that rabbit hole sooner than later. So when you go down there, be ready for anything. And if you can't take it, just come out. Because when you look for something, you will find it. You keep digging, you will find it. You might not like the results, but you will find it. But that's the world that we live in today. And that's what we're dealing with today. So on top side of the earth, we got a lot of corruption going on. But we also got things going on in the backgrounds as well. And they are nothing nice. We got a lot of people pretending to be Christians, but they doing sacrifices. We got a lot of people pretending to be Christians, but they practicing black magic. We got people that are pretending to be Christians that's doing things that are not of God, but they'll tell you in a minute they are Christians. So you need to be aware of what's going on. It's not the way the world is not the way you think it is. We are definitely in the matrix. That's what the matrix is all about. You see one thing, but something else is going on behind the scenes. Whether you want to accept it or not does not mean it's not true and that it's not happening. You're just not ready to accept it until it comes to your doorstep or until you actually see it. You will say, I wouldn't believe this if I didn't see it, but some things you will not see. We got things in front of us now with the naked eye we can't see. But I'm just letting you know, just because you don't believe it or I ain't going to believe it, you don't have to believe it, but you can say that you did hear of it, you knew of it, or someone told you, but you didn't want to accept it. So everybody has to come to acceptance until their own time. But that don't mean it's not true, and it's not going nowhere, guess what, and it's not going to get any better. So just keep your faith, children of God, intact. Because that's what the New Testament is all about, where we're headed. And we're headed there very, very fast. We're in 2022 now. And right now, they're not giving the poor people a break on anything. The people that's below a certain level of income, a break on anything. So we already know if you making, I'm gonna just tell it like it is. If you making $30,000 or $40,000 a year, let me tell you something, honey. You are poor. If you making $50,000 a year, you are poor. If you making under $100,000 a year, you are poor. That's how they look at us. So it might take care of your bills. You ain't on the street, but you still considered poor. If you not making the high six figures, we ain't even talking the low. The low six figures, $100,000, you barely in the door. The door is still about to close on you, so you need to make more than that. Why you think you got all these people out here late night on TV doing seminars? Your phone is full of seminars. Facebook is full of seminars. You see people on here, they are running after that money. Your email is full of buy, 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 buy. You need this. You need that. Buy, 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 buy. You have to stay up. You need 10 incomes, 10 streams of income to keep up with society. So if you working and your person got a job, you barely making it. But I'm not here to put anyone down because we're all on the same playing level, even those that's making more than us. But what I'm telling you is, if you're under six figures, I don't care. You have a roof over your head. God bless you. That's how it's supposed to be. Make sure you watch your pennies and how you spend things. Make sure that you plant your money in good places so you can have a return. Make sure of stuff like that, because let me tell you, they don't care about us. Like Michael Jackson said, they don't care about us. So we have to care about ourselves. We have to be with people of like mind that can think. God got a lot of people out here that's smart, that can think and everything. So we need to be with those type of people and know that they really are for God, because I'm letting you know, these people trying to make it impossible for you to almost put food on your table. And the prices are not going to go backwards. I heard Biden say he going to try to get a price relief, but I know he's lying. Every politician, every judge, every lawyer has the number one thing that makes rich people rich. They all have real estate. A lot of us don't own anything but the car we driving and the clothes on our back. And if you have a piece of property, hold on to it. Though if it's your house was paid off, I wouldn't go borrow against it, because they'll give you a loan for that, and they'll turn around and change the law on you, and they will get your property. Uncle Sam is waiting on getting your property. That's why all these real estate programs out here talking about they buying up real estate, they buying up the neighborhood. Yes, some people are getting together and buying up, but I know a lot of people can't work together. You don't know how long that's going to work, but you hope that you're doing business with not corrupt people, but people that are good-hearted. You doing business with corrupt people, I'm telling you, it might start off good, but it won't end good, because it's going to be, they're going to be looking out for themselves, even though they had you to put in. So you have to make sure that you are, ask the Lord, is this the right person? Or is this the right place I should be? Should I be putting in with these people? Do they have the same values that I have? You have to look a little harder, a little deeper, because nobody wants anybody running off with their money or their assets and they put in, or they company fold. That mean that they, when they company fold, that mean they done took your money, and they do like a lot of businesses. You don't know that company is going under till you go to work the next day and you see the chain on the fence or the store closed down. And then they'll let you know, oh, they filed bankruptcy, chapter 11 or chapter whatever it is, they 27 or 31, whatever it's called. They filed it. You didn't know about it. You didn't even see it coming down the pipeline. But you done gave them your money, and now they gone with it. They do celebrities the same way. They have these accountants over their bills. They never go in and check. They just give them all the faith in the world and let them loosen their accounts and money. And next thing you know, they run off with all their money and they're gone. The accountant didn't pay your taxes for the last 5 years, didn't pay your bills, your child support. Now it's all coming out that they done took your money and they gone. So they took your millions out of your pocket and they gone. You can't find them. They're in another country. Now you got to do the footwork and find them if you have some money to do that. So what I'm saying is corruption is running rapid. Pay attention to the things that you do and the people who you work with. Because I know people out here trying to get money, but be careful, be careful, be careful. If they're not like-minded, you need to do a little inventory on them. If they like-minded, if you seeing them doing anything out of order, you just got to pay attention. Because let me tell you, the devil is out here. He breaking people left and right. He breaking them. He coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And that means even you and your little house home, he don't care. He's coming. He's sending his imps out. They on missions right now to tear down. Watch out for your bank account and everything, because they're telling people that the bank is not even the safest place to put your money. If they close down the banks tomorrow and then they told you this went up or that went up, you always have some reserve on hand somewhere. You don't have to be in your house, but somewhere have some reserve put up. Because that's how wicked this country is. If they close the banks, what you going to do? Who you going to tell? The banks are closed. There's nothing you can do. So just know that. Have something put away, a reserve somewhere, emergency money. Because I'm just telling you this so you can be watchful. That's why I say the salt of the earth. Some people might think that we're not following the Bible. Yes, we're following the Bible. We're getting the scriptures. I'm not changing a word God has said. I'm taking his scriptures and I'm breaking them down. Corruption. What's corruption? What corruption look like in today's society? So it's the Bible in one hand and the current events in the other hand. What's going on? So you'll know the corruption. You'll know what to look for. Oh, this is what they said. I think some pastors do it. I'm not sure. But if your pastor do it, kudos. That's good. But I'm breaking it down to you to let you know what corruption look like in today's society. This is corruption. When somebody takes something from you and they do it unlawfully, but they got you believing, they doing everything by the book. But that's what I'm telling you. Behind the scenes, a whole lot of other things go on. So watch your money, okay? Watch your bills. Just watch who you invest with. Because I know one income today is not doing it. Just pay attention to who you do business with and make sure that you do your homework on that person and find out. Because it's very important. We have to be careful. They said in the last days, God's children would have to go underground. Now, when they say underground, that could mean a lot of things to different people. It could mean that you're going off the grid because we already know the city will be dominated by the Antichrist. That's why a lot of people are getting homesteads, moving off the grid, getting a second location. We're not telling you to move from where you at. We're just telling you to be aware of what's going on because the Bible even say flee the cities. If he didn't think it was safe, he wouldn't tell you to flee the city. But we just need to pay attention. That's all I'm saying. It's no right or wrong about it. You have the final say. But if the Bible says you might need to flee the city, just have a second location somewhere. You can have a second location with a group of you guys. Get together, put like-minded people, put money together, buy a little piece of property, put a couple of it might be some property already on it. I don't know. But I know that they got a lot of things now that you can do where you can set they got these little homes now that they can sit on property, you know, mother-in-law units. They got the container homes. They got different things that people are doing. And guess who's doing a lot of this? A lot of us are not doing this because we're not taking it serious. We're like, oh, I won't be around. You might not be, but then what if you are? What if you are? Because in one state outside the United States, they're going from door to door now, and they're asking you to present your COVID card, your booster card. They're asking you to present your COVID card, your booster card. They want to see your medical records. They want to see the original. They don't want to see a copy on your phone. They want to see the original. And then guess who they got enforcing it? The police. So the police is going from door to door, and they're asking you to present these credentials because they want to make sure that you have taken that shot. This is the mandate in that country. And one gentleman refused to open his door. So they called backup. So he got his shotgun ready, and he said if he got to go out, he go take somebody with him. And they did eventually get his front door open. And he shot as much as he could, and a whole team of them shot back. So he did take down one or two with him, but the rest of them took him out. And they gave this power to the police. I'm just letting you know, this is not in America. This is somewhere else. But I'm just saying, you don't know how our government is looking at things. Because they might decide to go that route because they feel that we're not obeying them. They want slaves. They want to enslave us. If we're not obeying them, they want to be our mind. No more free thinking. No more having your own will. You need to be obedient to them. And if your government decides to do this, well, the Purge, the movie The Purge, might not be far from it. Or they, again, they'll bring in National Guard or whatever they feel deemed to do. It depends on where they are. So this is not a science from on television, science fiction. They've been showing you all kinds of movies, and people take the movies lightly. But these sick people are actually using the stuff from the movies. That's why a lot of people say The Matrix, because this is a web of all kind of things happening right now before us. Amen? So I just wanted you guys to know this is what's going on now in our world today. So don't think I'm straying from the Bible. Oh, no, I'm not straying from the Bible, but all these troubles and more will come upon you because the Bible said that it would. So we're seeing a little bit now, but we're going to see more and more. As time goes by, you're going to see more and more. You're going to see more and more laws enforced, mandated. Right now, they're on the fence about certain things, but believe me, they're coming off of that fence. So you need to be ready for whatever they come out with. And we can say, oh, we ain't going to do this or we ain't going to do that. They're going to consider you, if you don't have that shot, you are going to be considered to be, they're going to quarantine you from the rest of the world. They got holding spots that they're putting in place now for the people that don't want to take the shot. They don't want you running with the people that have the shot. Either you go be with us, you go either join us, or we're going to get rid of you one way or another. So everybody can be on the same page. They don't want some people having their freedom and other people being controlled. They don't want that. Everybody needs to be on the same page. And that's what they're working on now. How can we get them all on the same page? So they're thinking, oh, well, since a lot of them don't want to take a shot, maybe we could put it in the food. Or maybe we can offer them a pill. Now, I saw a video on the pill. They have a COVID pill that you can take. And this COVID pill has a microchip in it. And this microchip will tell them wherever you are located. They were sitting at a table. Five Caucasian men with suits on were saying, we've already invented the pill, the COVID pill. And if they take the pill, we'll know where they are. Openly. So this is not a game. It may look like a game, but it's not a game. Another young lady said that she went into the Megaverse. Remember I was telling you guys about the Megaverse? Well, this young lady went into the Megaverse with her avatar. Okay, we know you're not really in there yourself, but your avatar. So she went into the Megaverse, and she came back out and reported that she got raped in the Megaverse. How can you get raped in the Megaverse? I'm thinking like, wait a minute, Megaverse is not really you, but they raped her character. Five guys in the Megaverse raped her character. And now she's talking about she needs treatment. So she's speaking out. She needs treatment because they raped her avatar, and that made her feel a certain kind of way. I told you that Megaverse was going to be evil. What has Mark Zuckerberg said about that? Well, he hasn't even touched that. He said they still have some bugs in it and they working on it. So one person made a comment and said, so, oh, we have to be your guinea pigs to go in there and things happen to us and we tell you and then you'll work on the bug getting it out. So again, I'm just letting you know that was the Megaverse. She bought the goggles and everything. So I'm saying, I'm letting you know, I told you when you go in that Megaverse, they're going to have all kind of stuff in there, selling, people going to be doing all kind of things. But for them to rape a character, you know what I'm saying? Five guys or one girl, that was a bit much. I was like, wow, I knew it wasn't no good. I knew that Megaverse wasn't any good. So I'm not interested in going in. People can still go in there because there's people on YouTube talking about they got it, they went in, they excited or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's all kind of stuff in there waiting. It's just like what they call that black market where they doing stuff in the net. What they saying? No. The web where they say and it's dark, the dark web, the dark web. When you go into the dark web, your phone could get a virus, you know, all kind of things are in the dark web. you meet all kind of shady people in there. I mean, it's full of shady people. That's why they call it the dark web. You could buy anything off the dark web. You could go in there and do almost pretty much anything, buy anything, talk to anybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's no, they have no limits on the dark market. They just tell you you shouldn't go in there. That's a dangerous place. But, you know, you go in there, those people might attach your phone. They might, those are professional hackers, all kind of stuff in the dark web. So they tell you not to go there. So I'm just saying, so what you think the Megaverse going to end up being? It's going to end up being something like the dark web because they already doing it. Amen. So I'm just letting you guys know this is no joke. Corruption is on the horizon, and it is well out of order. It is just that. It's just that much. It's a lot. So just be aware of what's going on. I want you guys to be aware of what's going on. That's the reason why I do the salt of the earth, not just for my benefit, but for other people too. If I could just help anyone. Amen. If I can help anyone, give them the word of God and the understanding of what the times we're living in and what's going on, then that's what I'm here to do and to inspire you, to keep you on your path with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not to take away from his word, not to make up something, not to make up a church or not to do it because I'm not a church, but I'm information, information coming from the word of God. And breaking it down to where people can understand it in today's word. Amen? I thank everyone for coming on today. I love sharing the word of God with you guys and the information with you guys. And I have bigger things planned for us in the future. Amen? And we will, Salt of the Earth will be given a jubilee. We got something planned for the people that are close to the salt of the earth. We will be putting pictures up on the website because we will, the members that are close by the salt of the earth, we will be getting together and we will be having a gathering where we get together and break bread. We will have a beautiful lunch or dinner, whichever one we decide to do. And we will have pictures up on the website. We will have a website soon. So you'll get to see a lot of things going on at the salt of the earth. But we want to keep you encouraged, keep you inspired. And if you belong to a church, if your church is good, stay in your church. If your church is corrupt, I would advise you to find you another church. If your church is corrupt, find you one that's not. Try to find you one that's more closer to the word of God in his will and in his way. But other than that, we have to stay strapped up, prepared. We have to keep on the armor, the helmet. We have to wear all the armor. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And we will ask in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to keep the blood of Jesus upon us while we're apart from one another and continue to pray for one another because the light is surely shining here. Amen, in Jesus' name. Now at this time, I'm going to open up the floor for any praise report or prayer request. Amen? Amen. So do anyone have any praise report or prayer requests at this time?
I got a question.
Okay. If I can answer it, I will. If not, then
are
I will find
they,
a minister or pastor.
Are you saying they
Go
dug
ahead.
A hole in the hell? Are you saying that they dug a hole supposedly in the hell?
I'm saying that over in Switzerland, this company called Sphere has been drilling for some years. And they said that they have penetrated the veil. They said that. You could go, that's why I'm telling you, you could go look it up. They have penetrated the veil. This is the veil that's in the Bible that the Lord said he had a veil between heaven and the other side. They have penetrated that veil. So that's why I know that. Go ahead.
Is that, you know, God said he gave us clear examples, the most clear in the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. Hell is, you know, nobody can cross that barrier. And, you know, we're talking about inner dimensions and, you know, dimensions of hell, dimensions of, you know, our dimensions of the heaven world, spirit world.
Right.
They could drill all they want. They could drill down into the earth crust, which they are trying, and they're doing it in several places, you know, in the name of science. But as far as penetrating into hell, I don't think they're going to get there.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just letting you know that they have found it's a veil between earth and another realm. I don't know what the other realm is. I can't tell you because I'm not over there. But they are studying it. They've made reports about it, and they are drilling. Now, they have been successful in making a hole in this veil. They said that, based on what I've read, they said that it seeps out evil. It seeps out evil, okay? And the mist that comes through this veil is a black mist, a dark mist. Okay?
Well,
so they
got people
they
doing
actually,
that with a Ouija board.
They might be, I don't know. I don't mess with Ouija boards because I can't tell you what Ouija boards do. I've heard of them, but
yeah.
I don't mess with Ouija boards, so I can't tell you what they do.
I had to burn one in the screens when they use them. But
okay.
Them Satanists is all over, and they conjuring up manifested spirits. I mean, you ain't got to go to Sweden to find that.
Right.
They are here, but the devil has no power. And that's why they ain't lurking in secret, because they can't come up against the child of God. The devil has no power until the Holy Spirit is ripped from this earth.
Exactly. But the devil, this is his playground. This is his playground. So whatever he does evil still is going to run rampant on the earth. No, they have no chance with a real child of God as long as they know who they are and who they are and where they are with the Lord God himself in their heart. As long as they continue to be in his will and his way and do things the way he says, there's nothing that can harm them. But what I'm telling you, that does not prevent evil people drilling at something that they shouldn't. All I'm saying to you is, yes, there's different places on the earth where witches get together, warlocks get together, people that drink blood. It's all that running rampant on the earth. So even if they are drilling something and something is coming out, a black mist, that's darkness, that have done some things, they know about it because they over there drilling on it. But what I'm telling you is this. I'm not saying it could harm God's children. I'm saying God's children need to be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Because evil is not going to stop running rapid until it is time for our Lord and Savior to come back and get his bride, until it's time for the rapture. He said that he would take care of his children, and I know he keeps his word. But what I'm saying to you has nothing to do with people doing evil, trying to make more evil arise, trying to make more evil come out. They're at their wickedest. Right now, the devil is on limited time, so he has to get as many souls as possible. So whatever is coming out of that hole they drilling in, whether it's evil or double evil or whatever it is, it's still working in the interest of the devil. It's not working in the interest of God. But what I'm saying to you is we got people practicing all over the world that's doing things that they shouldn't be, with their hands dabbling in darkness and in evil. So we can't worry about that. As long as we stay in compliance with the word of God, we're fine. And as long as we be with like-minded people, we will be fine.
That's right. Hitler was dabbling in the occult and everything. That's why he was plagued with all sorts of diseases that they don't want to talk about in history. You know, you have to search a bit to find it. But Hitler was plagued with diseases and illnesses and boils and all kind of things. They don't want to tell you that because, you know, they don't want to bring that part up into it, about the evil that man was. And that's
right.
Why you got a lot of some politicians right now, ex-presidents, that's plagued with diseases and stuff that they keep in secret. You know,
right.
They don't want
so that's
know.
A torment.
Like when you indulge in evil, you know, that sort of wickedness, it brings on the curses of God. It brings on
right.
sickness and
disease. That's the gateway.
Remember, the devil,
that's the gateway.
Even the people that serve the devil, he want to destroy them too because he doesn't want them to repent. He
exactly.
really wants to kill them quicker because he doesn't want them to repent. Okay. And so You know,
so
just,
I mean, the cream of the crop to them, anyone evil is getting a child of God. That's a trophy. That's a feather in their hat. If they can get a child of God and turn them, that is a feather in their hat. They still going to hell, but that's a feather in their hat. But what I'm saying to the children of God, huh?
Until they get to hell.
Right. True.
And that's why
that's what I'm saying.
The Masons always try to get me. I think I told you about this before. And a lot of people don't know this. A lot of Masons, so-called Masons, don't know what they're really into. But the ones that are seriously into it will tell you that Masonry is a religion of its own. And what they do, and what a lot of Christians are up against and don't realize it, is Mason religion, Masonry religion, where they say, yes, I'm a Christian and all like that, because they say that you have to believe in God in order to be a Mason, because they want you to believe in something, because they want to teach you what they want you to know.
Exactly.
And they say it's a religion of their own, and they say you have to learn the Bible all the way backwards and forwards. You have to learn the Quran backwards and forwards. And then, well, they'll teach you how to go against that person. Like this guy Galasar trying to recruit me, and then he couldn't recruit me, you know, because you know I just stuck to my word and realized what he was trying to do, and then I realized, this man is really serious, and he said, I get a young Christian, I'll tear him apart with his own Bible. You see, now, and with that same attitude of voice, why would they say that? Because that's the evil that's inside of them.
That's right. Exactly.
He was one of those high up Masons, you know, and they'll come at you in all sort of subtle ways and want to talk like they're talking scripture, because they remember, they know the Bible, and they probably know it better than a lot of Christians.
Exactly.
They'll try to throw in scriptures that are not in the Bible. And they'll say, oh, you know, Jesus said this and Jesus said that, something that's not in the Bible. And see, now, this is where I believe God supernaturally protected me, because I guess being raised in the church and everything, if you say something that's not right, it's like a trigger that I don't even understand. I got to check that. I don't remember that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
I got to check that for myself. And just by hearing it and not even knowing. But I believe that's God protecting that I believe that was God protecting me. And I called back. I said, wait a minute, man. That's not in the Bible. He said, oh, maybe I heard it somewhere else. I said, well, if it's not in the Bible, it's not the word of God. You know, then he got a little more, his tone got a little more, you know, angrier. So that goes nowhere. But the Masonry is a satanic cult. Like the one guy who got out, he was a vampire and all that. He said he was a high priest or something like that. And he said they was into Satanism and all. It's tied to the Mormon church, actually. The Masonry in this country. Because it's, you know, it's a lot of deception there when Masonry goes back into history. But the roots of it, for real, all the way back into the days of Solomon, the roots of it was evil. Okay, so they try to say this and that and this and that, but the roots of it has always been evil, and that's why they talk about the Mormon church as secretly part of the Masons, which it is, and this country came out of there, as per my understanding, and the roots of it is evil. Deep roots of the Mormon church, who, in their own body, tell you, oh, well, we wrote the Bible to say what we wanted to say. Their own Bible tells you that. So what's that to say? That's not a Bible that anybody should indulge in, because it's full of truth. And that's why.
So how long did he work on you trying to get? How long did he work on you to try to get you to join?
For the time we was working together, which was about a year, until that whole job went down. That's back when I was doing security. We was out on the Navy base. That was Galasar, but then I had another friend. I've had many over the years who would try.
Wow.
You know, because they're quite everywhere, and they know in the area where I grew up, Camden, New Jersey, they know my mom was big in the church, you know, and they know I'm raised in the church and everything. That's probably why I got ganged so many times. I don't know. But they will try. The devil will try because, like you say, to rip a child of God away, you know, that's a feather in their hat until they get to hell and find out, hey, they made a mistake. They're gone the wrong way. But these Satanists are out here thinking that they're going to go to hell and praise in hell with the devil. You know what I'm saying? Because the Masons tell them that the devil is a god just like God. And that's why that Chinese symbol, the yin and the yang, which is the positive and the negative force working together, that's how you use somebody's, an opponent's weight and leverage or their emotion against them, you know, the yin and the yang. Well, that's what the Masons say about God. Oh, Satan is a god. You got to have the devil in order to have God. And he got just as much power as God. That's what they say. That's one of the many lies, blasphemy that they say.
Of course. That's the biggest lie ever, because God created the devil. So how are they on the same level?
Right. Yeah. And laid a trap for him.
Exactly.
You know? In my point of view, God laid a trap for him. He gave him everything. Satan was the archangel. Satan handled everything. Sat at the right-hand throne. You know, he's giving orders as if God, but he is not God. So now, why did God let him think that he could be God? You understand what I'm saying? Because God is God.
Mm-hmm.
So how could he, so being so smart, being an archangel, be so dumb? But God let him think that. And God let all those angels that wanted to follow behind him, let him follow. And then he showed them that he is God. Because you cannot beat your creator.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's why he got thrown down from heaven.
Right.
And he know he could never ever go to heaven or anywhere close to it. You only get one chance when you try to overthrow God. You only get one chance. And you don't even really have that chance. But he went and took it. Because I guess he thought because he was close to God, remember? When he said about the people that be close to you, he thought because he was close to God, he could overthrow them. Amen. But that's what we talked about. That's how people do today. They try to get close to you so they can overthrow you. And a lot of times when things happen to people, it be the people closest to them that be the one plotting and planning.
True is.
Right. Just like, you know, today's rappers. They make friends with other rappers. They do songs together or whatever. And the next thing you know, one is getting jealous of the other because the other one got a deal and the other one didn't. So you were supposed to bring him along and that's our money because you used to pay me. And now he's jealous because now the record label picked him up and didn't pick you up. So now you finna plot on him. I don't like that nigga anyway. So then, you know what I'm saying? So it was the one that was closest to you all along. The one that was closest to you. Right there.
Yeah, just a lot of guys close to
Exactly. So you have to be aware of the people that get close to you sometimes. You know, they're getting close to you for a reason because they want to share. They might want to share in your blessing, you know, and it's up to you if you want to share your blessing with them, but you don't have to. You know, your blessing is your blessing and their blessing is their blessing. But sometimes if you get a blessing and they don't get a blessing, they'll take it personal. Oh, I was with him when he was coming up. But you might have been with him when you was coming up, but you didn't put no money in the pot. You didn't help him get to the next level he needed to get to. But now you upset with him because he didn't got a deal and you didn't get a deal. So now you don't like him. You doing anything you can to do to put them down, make people, you know, see them in a different light. And, you know, that person that was your friend is now what? Your enemy. So the devil tried to use that same technique on God, but you see it did not work. So that's a lesson for us to go by. You know what I'm saying? From what happened
that's
up in
Malcolm
heaven.
That's why Malcolm X is dead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because Farrakhan, Malcolm X did his preaching because he was deceived. I don't believe he was deceived. He's deceitful. Malcolm X was not Farrakhan's friend. Farrakhan started following him around and start playing his violin and everything, and basically fought to be friends with him. And then when Malcolm X befriended him, Farrakhan's the reason that man dead. You know, and I ain't no fan of the religion that Malcolm X preached, obviously. However, I believe God was working on him. I believe in my heart, after reading a few things about him and looking back at history and all that happened when he went to Meg and all like that, and his eyes was starting to be open, I believe God was working on his heart, and I believe he would be a Christian right now today. I truly believe that. Because I believe God was going to show him, and I dare to believe that that's probably more the reason why he had to die. Because he may have really realized the truth that Jesus was Lord. Once he realized that they were even lying about their very own religion, that they telling people, this is the black religion and everything. This is the religion for us. And if black people only knew, Christianity is the black religion because everybody was black. Yeah. Black people are the first ones here. The Jews, we are the black people. If you read the Bible, everything that happened to the Jews happened first to us. 6 million Jews killed in Germany, you know, but yet they don't talk about the 12 million people that was actually killed, because the people that was killed before them, the black people and the gypsies, you know, they were all, everything about them, the Germans destroyed. Okay, so it's only the Jews to talk about, the 6 million. But yet during the persecution, slavery for 400 years, when you count the poundage of what the ships weighed and poundage of our cargo when they left, divided that to the average weight of a human being, they threw 600 million people over into the ocean. Never even made it never even made it over here to be persecuted. They killed them and threw them in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And when God says about your people to be scattered across the land and not know who they are, look at the black people today. We're all over this earth, and black people don't know who they are. They don't know that they are God's chosen, and we are. Then they tell, the first world ruler was black, and he was evil, but yet you can't find that in the Bible. But yet we do know world rulers were black. We do know. We got right there in the Bible. We got, what's his name? You know, the one that went against Moses, Ramses. And before Ramses, you got all them. But see, now, also over in there in the Middle East, before that, there was this guy, I can't call his name right now, but he spoke with God, and he was leading people to Christianity as best he understood it. And he was saying the God of the sun. Now, if you look into it a little more, he's talking about God and the sun. He just needed a little more understanding. And it was a big move. Well, anyway, he got killed and everybody that was following his religion got killed, by the way. But God was working with a lot of people. The only ones that was worshiping Satan, the Satan worshipers, the only ones that really started Satan worshipers straight out, was your Europeans. And I don't say that to be prejudiced or anything like that, but that's where it's at. Talk about voodoo. Voodoo is an issue, okay? And it's not good. Voodoo is in our culture. Their culture straight out Satanists, period. We want to worship Satan, and that's what comes out of Europe. The other thing that comes out of Europe is all your plagues and diseases comes out of Europe. And what did God say when he's going to curse you? He's going to plagues on you. So why are they full of so many plagues unless they are so evil? Let me stop. I got to get up.
Amen. All right, buddy. Amen.
Have a good weekend.
Is there anyone else with a praise report or prayer request? No one? No one have a prayer request or a praise report?
Well, let's pray for the family of young Kadeem got killed last Sunday.
Amen.
They blew his head off. Shot him. He wouldn't tell where they wanted his friend. He wouldn't tell where his friend was. So they said, well, then you go and take it. Shot him. He was on the ground. He shot him in the head last Sunday afternoon, broad daylight. But he's one of the kids used to be at my house. 31 now. Him and my oldest son was friends. And they've caught him at the grocery store with his family and shot him right there.
Wow. So,
we got to lift this family up in prayer.
Let's just go ahead and say a prayer. I'm going to say a prayer for everyone on the line. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for everyone on the line, and a prayer request has been put in for this young man as well. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every one of us. I ask that you keep us protected with the hedge of protection. I ask that you touch each and every one from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes. I ask that you touch our health, that we be strong in mind and body. I ask that you touch our finances, touch our kids, our grandkids. I ask that you watch over us each and every day as we go in and come out. Father God, I just ask that you watch us in the things that we do. We come to you today in prayer and ask that whenever we make a big decision that we notify and come to you first to make sure that we're doing what we need to do and we're putting our money in the right places, amen, so that our money can multiply and be fruitful. And we ask that we put it on good ground. We ask that you continue watching over us and leading us with the Holy Spirit. And we ask that you continue to intervene in our life. And whenever we forget to pray, we ask that you forgive us and remind us. And today, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you watch over us. And I ask that you watch our, make sure, Lord, that you cover our minds so that we can make good decisions. Amen. Going forward this day. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cover us with the blood until we meet again, until we come together in this circle of light and life that you, our Heavenly Father, have given us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In your will and your way, we pray that we stay. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. And I have a couple of prayer points I want to say before we go ahead and get off. And it goes like this. Father God, I reject and renounce every evil plan laid out for me by my frenemies in Jesus' name. I cast down every roadblock hindering my progress in Jesus' name. I break and loose myself from every problem transferred into my life in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, open my eyes with discernment to recognize those whom the devil sent to me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, show me who are my true friends in Jesus' name. Help me, oh, Lord, to recognize your voice. Father, help me to see my mistakes and faults and to do all in my power to overcome and correct them in the name of Jesus. And Father God, oh, Lord, let nothing or no one come between me and my marriage with my husband, for those who are married, in the name of Jesus. And I refuse to let the enemy sway me from my success in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank everyone for coming on today. And we want to thank you for joining us in your presence. And we send love and blessings with you in the love of Christ with the hedge of protection until we meet next week. Same prayer line, same prayer time. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to you and to your presence, faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you all, guys, for coming. I enjoy your presence on the line. Amen. And the Lord said when two or more together, he is in our presence. He is in our presence every Friday at 3. Amen. And all you have to do is show up, because when you show up, the Lord is going to show up and your blessings coming through. He goes, show out. Amen. So he's taking inventory. He's watching. And we need to continue to stay close and close by and pray with one another and always speak good of one another. Amen. speak good and highly of one another, because he is watching, and we will have to account for every word that come out of our mouth. In the name of Jesus, I dismiss you by the salt of the earth. And one thing I want you to know, that we love you here at the Salt of the Earth, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen, amen, amen. So you guys are dismissed, amen. And you guys have a great weekend. We see you guys next Friday. And remember, God promised, he hear your prayers. He will give you peace. He is your strength. He will fight for you, and he will never leave you. Amen. See you guys next week.
Take care.
Take care, everyone. See you guys next week. Be blessed, everyone. Bye-bye.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce? paid the price. There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line that's guilty of loving and serving God with Sister Alexandra.